Good morning. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. This morning, I also want to thank and praise God for his mercy and goodness, for his patience and mercy that doesn't fail and is new every morning. I wasn't worthy of his patience and love, but he did not give up on me until I surrendered my life to him. As a young child, God brought special people at random times into my life to plant seed. I didn't fully understand it all, but it left an impression on me and gave me something to think about. A special memory I have of my oldest aunt traveling with us to Mexico. Mom realized she had left her purse at the restaurant we had been to. We were well on our way when she remembered. She was very worried. She had all our citizen papers in that purse, and my aunt calmly reassured Mom that of guardian angels, and they would watch over her purse. When we got back, her purse was still there, I believe, watched over. Although everything spiritual was taught to us in High German, I couldn't understand. God had special ways of revealing himself to me. I remember coming home from school, worried about the math test we were going to have the next day. I struggled with math and knew I wouldn't be able to do the test. Besides our ritual prayers, I never prayed. But with the weight, I felt I couldn't bear it. I fell on my knees crying out to God to please help me, and he did. He took away all my fear I had of my strict teacher. It's a very special moment I won't forget, my first encounter with God. He had his hand over me when we were in a car accident. There was a loud crash and glass shattered and we were being spun around. I felt a gentle protection over me. I hardly felt the impact. I believe in guardian angels. As I reached the age of accountability, I found the things of this world held no joy anymore. Everything seemed vain and pointless. I felt empty. Life for me held no happiness or joy. I tried to be good, but I failed again and again. I was trying in my own strength. At times I read the little testament I had received from school, but a lot of it I couldn't understand. As the years wore on, I had a longing to escape somewhere to a beautiful river. And I thought how peaceful it would be to sit by this gentle flowing river. In my later teens, I met Neil. Together we went through baptism, yet I struggled to find my way. It was a very dark time for me as I had diligently searched my heart and I realized what a sinner I was. I had confessed my sins to God, yet I had an inner longing, a constant cry for peace and rest. I wasn't aware at that time of a crimson flood that flows from the cross at Calvary, and only then, being washed in Jesus' blood, would cleanse me. And to accept his free gift of salvation would give me perfect peace. After Neil and I were married, we received the Beside the Still Waters devotionals, and through them we learned many truths. To become a child of God requires selling all for that special pearl and laying everything on the altar. I struggled with forgiving. I had a wounded heart, deep scars. Some wounds were fresh and painful. I couldn't forgive completely, and with all my heart, I had no strength. I had no strength to do that until one Sunday morning through a message on forgiveness, God shone the light of his word into what seemed every corner of my heart. I saw the root of bitterness. The truth of how to forbear in love was such a blessing to me. After the message, I almost trembled with the thought I was not forgiven. I knew what I needed to do, and I was going to do it. I knelt down, and I confessed my sins to God. And then, for the first time, with a penitent heart, I told God that I forgive those that have hurt me. With my whole heart, I truly forgave them. And what happened after that is an experience I'll never forget. I got born again. I had such joy and peace that passeth understanding. God healed my heart, and with it filled his love. I felt free. I had been in bondage, and now I felt like a bird let out of its cage. We had a bird in our house a while back, and it desperately wanted to get out. It kept flying against the window. Eventually, it gave up and just lay there on the floor. I took it in my hands and brought it outside. I held it up and let it go. And it flew up into the beautiful blue sky. Tears rolled down my face with a longing to be set free like that bird. But it wasn't until I stopped trying in my own strength and laid low at Jesus' feet and laid my hands into his, and laid my life into his hands, that he also lifted me and has set me free. I now enjoy sitting at this beautiful river I used to long for. It's during my quiet time with God. I truly rejoice that today is the day I will seal it with water baptism. I give all honor and glory to Jesus, who was willing to lay down his life for me, to bear the whole world's sin upon his shoulders, and to shed his lifeblood for me. His love is something my mind cannot comprehend. It is too deep. I want to live the rest of my life here on earth for him. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very thankful to be here, and especially for what God has done in my life. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. July 28, 2020, I gave my heart to Jesus. My conscience was bothering me, and my parents prayed with me, but there was still that void. Finally, I come to the end of it. When I had repented of my sins and given my heart to Jesus, I felt so light. May we keep claiming his promises. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm thankful that Jesus has saved me, and I'm glad to be his child. Since I've been saved, I've fallen many times, but his grace is always sufficient to get back up. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 37:24. For I was saved, I was miserable, and my heart was empty. I tried to find joy in other things, but could not until I found Jesus. My sister first became converted, and I saw the peace she had. I wanted that too, and realized I'd be damned if I would die. I finally could not bear it any longer. That night, I talked to my parents, and I accepted Jesus into my life. When I got off my knees, I felt like everything just rolled off my shoulders, and I had peace instead of turmoil. That night, I knew if Jesus would come, I'd be ready to meet him in the sky. I long to be faithful and would appreciate your prayers.
Morning, everyone. We are very blessed for the choices our oldest to have made Agatha and Albert. I have observed both Agatha and Albert when they accepted Christ, very blessed for the growth and the change from them being distressed to peace is night and day difference, which we are blessed upon measure that Christ has done his work up until now, and looking for further work through Christ. I'm just going to share Matthew 3:13 here. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be now so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now I realize this account here is Jesus. It's the Son of God. But we feel, and I feel in my heart, this is my beloved wife, this is my beloved daughter, my son, in whom we, my wife and I, are well pleased. Jesus' response, just outstanding here, fulfilling all righteousness. And we desire a biblical following through of baptism. When Agatha and Albert asked to be baptized, blessed us in such a way as this, the way this is brought out here. Pray for us and each other so we can, with God's help, guide our young people to be faithful. A message I recently heard is our faithfulness to our vows will be how the church will function, and it will be the temperature of the church. 1 Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God through faith. Let's press on, and thank you.
I would also like to share that at the birth of Agatha and Albert, it was a lot of rejoicing, but it was nothing like the night when they became born again. That was a far greater joy. And very blessed also to see their growth. We all have our struggles, and we all have a lot to grow in, but together we want to strive on.
Well, good morning, everyone. Seem to be very nervous this morning. This is definitely an area that I've really been trying to avoid. Is to stand in front of everybody here and share my testimony. As I got up this morning before 6, I spent some time in God's Word. Meditated on it, prayed, I came to a conclusion that the reason why is because the devil doesn't want me to. Share what he's done in my life. But I'm thankful for God that he's at work every day and he's helping me with it. I would like to start off by sharing my childhood years. I lived in Mexico for my first 9 years, came here, been here in this area ever since. I grew up in a home where my parents didn't get along. My dad wasn't around much. We never went to church. In fact, I don't ever remember seeing a Bible or anyone with a Bible. The only teaching I remember is my parents would tell me, you should not steal, lie, or fight. I don't blame my parents for the way I ended up. I chose to live rebellious. I believe they tried to the best of their ability. I love them very much. I grew up with a major. Anger problem. I'm not exactly sure why this is something I've always struggled with. Too easily offended, my life really started to go downhill at the age of 12. My dad had to leave. Home when I was 12, I started to hang out with a bad group of boys that were into stealing. I followed their footsteps. I got into a lot of trouble with the law. As the years going by, I got deeper into sin. My mom couldn't do anything with me. I was out of control. I was smoking full-time by the age of 12. My dad was gone. Home for 2 years. They got back together because my mom couldn't handle me. Even with them getting back together, I didn't listen. I was too deep into sin. At the age of 14, I started to use drugs. And drinking alcohol, I was a slave to drugs straight for about 6 years. I would try practically anything I could get my hands on. At the age of 18, I was so miserable. I hated life. I often thought of taking my life. When people would share the gospel to me, I would tell them I didn't care where I will end up. I would tell myself, if there was no hell, I would be gone. I feared hell. At the age of 23, I didn't enjoy that lifestyle anymore. At least I thought I didn't. Lisa and I were dating. We figured we would get married, so we joined baptism classes for the first time. I started to learn about the way of the Bible. I believe through those classes, the seed was planted. I remember so clearly the one evening on my way home, I seen life so different. I felt clear and so good. Never felt this before. I was admiring God's creation on my way home. I'm not sure why that feeling went away, got married, and stopped going to church. Lisa almost always went. I got back into my sin. I hid it from her. I got to know what a real Christian was through some of my siblings. I'm thankful for them, kept a close eye on them. I seen they were different. Through them, I knew that I was lost. I had friends that lived the same lifestyle as I was. They claimed to be Christians. I myself would openly tell people I'm not a Christian because I was living in sin. In between 2010 and 2013, I walked with God for a few months. I repented of my sin, and I was happy, and I felt free. It didn't last. I was trying to walk this journey myself. 2015, I was searching, and I finally found victory. I felt free from my carnal life. I had to sacrifice a lot of things, including my friends, and I found it easy. I wanted nothing more of that lifestyle. Now my life was flooded with people that love God, not the things of the world. I'm very blessed by all of yous. I wouldn't say the Christian life is easy. I find that the devil is always trying to get me to fall. Thankfully that God has more power. A short devotional on John 9:6-25. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. So often when I go through the Bible, I run through across passages or verses that speak on blindness. I always apply my life to it because for 35 years I was blind and now I can see. And I also just thinking about how Jesus also saved the mute. I feel like I was also there as well for many years that the reason why I couldn't share my testimony because the devil had the mute button on me, and I'm just thankful for God's grace this morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to share what God has done and is doing in my life with you all. Growing up, my mom played a big role in teaching my siblings and I a lot of spiritual truths. I heard a lot of Bible stories and also went to a Christian school where God's word was taught. But as I grew older, I rejected these truths for Satan's lies and started a life where my focus was on friends and immorality and carnal fun. At the age of 17, I started just walking through a life like that, and in that kind of setting is where Abe and I met. When we started talking about marriage, I knew that the proper way to get married was first baptism. So we joined baptism classes, and during that time, I started to get more serious about pursuing God because I really wanted a believer's baptism. I had always looked down on those that just did it because of marriage, and I vowed that I wouldn't get baptized for that kind of reason. But as I came to the realization of what a decision for Christ would cost me, I became unwilling to give up certain things that I held dearly. I wanted to get married, so I went through baptism with an unconverted heart. After marriage, I struggled off and on with trying to find salvation. I was terrified of dying and going to hell. I started listening to a Christian radio program to find answers. I asked different people, and they tried to convince me that I was saved. But thankfully, I had some Christian family on Abe's side that were a light to me, and I just knew I didn't have what they had. One day, Abe came home from work and mentioned that his brother had asked if we would be interested in a set of David Brousseau CDs. They are on the beliefs of the early Christians who lived shortly after Christ on this earth. At first, I was hostile. I thought this is just going to be a bunch of super conservative nonsense. But then I thought, I'll just listen to it and try to prove it wrong with all my knowledge that I had gained from listening to my Christian radio program. But to my surprise, something very different happened. What I was hearing, I had a hard time arguing with. These early Christians believed very strongly in separation from the world, non-resistance, modest dress, head covering, and against divorce and remarriage, and other things. Things I thought were so silly and unnecessary. I had rejected these principles so strongly before, but now I was willing to surrender them. I had tried many times to give my life to the Lord in the past, but felt like I just couldn't break through what seemed like a wall of separation between God and me. I don't have an exact salvation date, but I know it happened in December of 2015. I all of a sudden realized I had no fear of death and hell. I was excited to read my Bible, whereas before it had been a dead book, and I often had struggled to read it. I found peace that I had searched for 11 years. I know now why it had taken me so long to find salvation. God seen my heart, that it was bitter and not willing, and I was not willing to give up things that I had convinced myself of. And when I surrendered these things to the Lord and was willing to let them go, I found peace with God. He opened the door and I was free. It's been almost 6 years now since. Things haven't always been easy, but I find that each time when I come with a surrendered heart, with a desire to trust God and obey his leading, I have peace, and the feelings of following after my own flesh aren't nearly as strong. Please pray for me as I continue to serve Jesus and that I will remain faithful to him till the end. I want to share a few verses out of Habakkuk 3:17-19. These verses have blessed me in my Bible. It is called a hymn of faith. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet and will make me walk on my high hills. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy and blessed to be here today. First, I want to thank each of you for coming and supporting me in this way. It means a lot to me. My name is Lisa Friesen, and I'm here with my husband and my two girls, Felicity and Evelyn. I was born in Elmer, Ontario, and I was raised in a large family of 10. My dad has a disability and didn't have a job, so we all worked very hard to make ends meet, especially my mom. It was not an easy time for us, and through it all, my mom did her best to teach us about God and his plan of salvation. Even though we were tight on money, my parents made it a priority that we children go to a Christian school, which I'm very thankful for. We were very sheltered there. All my school years, I dealt with being bullied and not being accepted by friends, and I craved love and acceptance. From very young on, around the age of 13, I began dating. Boys consumed all my teen years, not just one boy, but multiple boys, and that brought lying and an impure life. I often struggled knowing that I was living in sin, and I often tried to change, but I always failed very quickly.
I was not willing to let go of my dating life and my friends who were a very bad influence on me. The boy I was dating at the time and I decided we would get baptized. I thought that might make the change real. But I was still not willing to surrender my sin and let Jesus in. I was trying to walk with God while clinging to my worldly friends and the boys. My relationship with that boy crumbled, and a few weeks later, I met Dave, who met my needs for love and affection. A few months later, I went to Bible school in PA, and guilt bombarded me. I would have claimed I would have given my heart to the Lord then, but when real life hit, I failed miserably. I once again chose Dave over God and gave up completely. We dated for 2 years and were married. I moved out here and was excited for a fresh start with my new husband. I knew very well I was not right with God, but believed I just couldn't do it. I had failed way too many times. I thought maybe I could live like so many others I saw out there, claiming Christianity, but still living like I pleased. But if you know my husband, that would have been the last thing he would have wanted for me. I figured at some point I would change my life, but at the time I was content to live as I pleased. But deep inside, my heart was empty. I tried visiting churches, but didn't get anywhere. Finally, after many years of knocking, Jesus got through to me in a dream. Just over 2 years ago, I dreamt about the end of the world and that I was going to hell. My terror awoke me and I was crying and shaking. That was the night I decided to surrender everything, to lay it all at his feet and beg for forgiveness. Whatever it took, I had to be free from my sinful life. I went to visit a sister from church here and confirmed my decision. The Lord forgave me and freed me from my guilt and bondage of sin. I felt so free and at peace after. I started by cleaning out my closet and trashed all my immodest clothes. I burnt most of my books and music, and I wanted a clean slate before God so that he could fill me up with his righteousness. In these last 2 years, God has been working in my life daily. One of the things he worked on was getting me to see the need for this baptism. Oftentimes, in my quiet time, I would feel the call. Today, I stand here in obedience. I want to continue my walk with God and not be hindered. I want to serve him and obey him. He loved me enough to die for me, to give me a hope and an eternal inheritance. I praise the Lord for drawing me and not giving up on me. I am also very thankful he led me here to this church. So many of you have prayed for me and encouraged me. It is such a blessing to worship with fellow believers who desire Jesus to be at the center of their lives. That is all I have to share. May God bless you.
Good morning. I grew up knowing that I needed to get saved, but I always thought that was for when I was older. When I was about 12, I started feeling conviction. I would hear messages about salvation, but shrug it off. When others would get saved, I would be happy for them, but I always think to myself, it's not for me yet, I'm still too young. About a year later, I was talking to an older friend, and he said he was glad he had waited till he was 16 to get saved. So that made me feel like I had lots of time. Yet he saved, and he said, when I was about 14, I started feeling conviction stronger, but I was always afraid of what my friends would think. In March, Brother Ben Nelson preached a powerful message that I couldn't forget, and on Tuesday, I finally told myself, I'll talk to Daddy and Mommy today. It seemed like a slow evening, but when the time had come, I didn't have their nerve. I walked back and forth in the kitchen for about an hour. Three times, I walked up to their bedroom door and raised my arm to knock, but I just couldn't, so I'd walk away again. Finally, the third time I did. We prayed and talked, and it was a wonderful evening. Like Paul said to the Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Since that day, I've been learning from God's word a lot more, and it's really been a blessing. It's not easy, but by God's grace, we can press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Please pray that we can stay faithful to the end together. In closing, I'd like to read you a poem that has really blessed me recently. I have no rights, no legal claim, no boasts of wealth or worldwide fame, for I am not my own. The blood of Jesus claims my soul. He has redeemed and made me whole, and I am his alone. Why then is there a war within, one side for right, the other sin? I feel the frontline heart. It is because the enemy tries hard to claim a part of me, but Christ will him defeat. I dare not think I'm strong enough to win alone, nor Satan's bluff, for by my strength I'll fall. I must my captain's orders heed, his victory manual often read, and hasten at his call. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Wesley Enns. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and I was taught about God daily, but I did not give it much thought. As I got older, I thought about where I'd go if I would die, but I did not like that thought, so I did anything to distract myself, and over time, I stopped thinking about it. Then in 2019, I started to feel very convicted, but I pushed off and lived a miserable 2 years. Then finally, I came to the end of myself, and one night in December, I was miserable and tired of letting people down. So I went to my parents and told them that I wanted to become a Christian, and they explained to me that I needed to confess my sins and ask Jesus to be my Savior. So I confessed my sins and invited Jesus to come into my heart, and I had never felt so free in my life. Since then, I have faced trials and difficulties, but God has taken me by the hand and led me through them. It is my desire to follow the biblical command and be baptized. I am not perfect, but my desire is to become more like my Savior by reading his word, spending time in prayer, and surrounding myself with good influences. Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life.
I remember this evening very clearly, and I just remembered there was no doubt. There was a sincerity that I sensed there right away. And something that I said to Wesley that night, and I will say it again here. Wesley, today you're my hero. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When I read this verse, I think of Wesley. For those of you who know Wesley, know that he is a studious young man. He likes to fill himself with knowledge. And I trust that as he has always done, he will fill himself with knowledge, and not just meaningless knowledge, but scriptural knowledge, that he would be a worker approved unto God. May your life always rightly divide the word of truth to those who would look on.
Good morning. I grew up in a Christian home and was taught about God. And about the age of 12, I knew I wasn't a Christian and I was lost. I tried to be a good person and I read my Bible to make a good impression on people, but I kept on falling and I couldn't fix it on my own. And there was something missing, and that something was God. I wanted to know him personally, so I started to pray and pay attention in church and read my Bible. One night after devotions, I was thinking about what we had just read and about man that he needed Christ. So I went to my parents' room and we talked about it. They asked me if I knew where I would go if I died right that moment. And I knew I wouldn't go to heaven. And so they explained that I needed to confess and repent of my sin. So we did that together. Next, I asked Jesus to forgive me and come live in my heart, and I felt a calm peace after. I'm getting to know God, and it's been great. It's good to listen to messages about Christian life, and they help me to be more Christ-like. My life isn't perfect. I still feel like Satan's trying to pull me down, but through prayer, I can face the fight, and when I fall, just confess and get back up. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, he is the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, has cleansed us from all sin.
For Marcellus, I too remember that night, and yet there were several nights that he came to us. Marcellus was one who always had a sensitive spirit, and I can remember especially the first time he came to us. We talked, we asked questions, and yet I didn't sense a readiness. I didn't sense that he recognized yet his true need of Christ, but we blessed him and we prayed together with him. That God would continue to work in him and maintain that sensitive spirit. For those of you who know him, you know him to be this. And the same thing. About a year or so later, he came. A devotional we had shared had convicted him. So we read over it again, and he confessed his sin, and in childlike faith, made the decision to accept the bridge that was built for him. For Marcellus, I have a few verses out of James chapter 2. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. For those of you who know Marcellus, you know that he is one who works. He is faithful in whatever task you lay before him. He does it, and he does it well. And so, Marcellus, I bless you. You are my hero.